The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate. And if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Ron. I'm your host, Ron Frazier. I want to say first and foremost, happy 4th for everybody who just enjoyed and celebrated the 4th of July. Hope you guys are enjoying your summer as I have been very busy with my summer. And this week and for the next 5 weeks, you're going to be hearing a little bit different type of podcast from the Talk About Podcast. That's because I've been doing a collaboration with the Black Powder Podcast. The Black Powder Podcast is a podcast for black gun owners. You know, it's for everybody, but specifically geared towards the black gun owners, and teaches you about, you know, being a first time gun owner, you know, your gun rights and different types of subjects about being a gun owner. Now, our collaboration, we've been talking about different types of topics and how it goes back to the black community and gun ownership and gun rights and different topics about gun stuff. So in this particular episode, we're going to be talking about the Will Smith slapping and Jada Pinkett, you know, scenario. But it kind of goes back to defending your spouse, defending someone over words. In the black community, that happens a lot, where you defend someone over some words and someone end up getting killed because someone getting shot in their feelings or something happens that takes us back to gun ownership, gun responsibility, and all of that. So in this collaboration, we're going to be doing 5 different episodes talking about 5 different topics, and it's going to all relate back to the Black Powder Podcast. It's Everett Douglas. He was on my podcast a few weeks ago, and we talked about different topics and what's going on with the black community on my behalf. Now I was on his show, and we talked about these 5 different topics here, and we're going to be doing a collaboration. We call it a duo release because he's releasing the same episode on his podcast. So listen in. This is my guest interview on the Black Powder Podcast, as I was the guest in the hot seat on this one. So thank you guys for listening. And this is part 1 of a 5-part series of the Ron Talk About Podcast with the Black Powder Podcast.
So as you already know, it's oversaturated, but it needs to be talked about. Will Smith smacked Chris Rock recently during the Oscars. What are the consequences for us as a black society? Why do most people think he did the right thing by, quote unquote, protecting his family? Does anybody consider the fact that Chris Rock was attacked on a job and that Chris Rock is a family man as well? What does all this have to do with the grain of a bullet? I'm glad you asked. Relationship retaliation against other people. That is what it has to do with. This ties into a different type of relationship retaliation, though. This is retaliation due to crippling, unsolved issues amongst yourself and that loved one who may be providing those issues as well. Eventually, that type of behavior in society could lead to more outbursts. Outbursts that have the potential to turn towards even more violence, especially in the form of firearms. Proxy violence always finds a victim. This is a serious mental health issue that needs to be solved in order to provide accountability amongst our black society. Because guns are not responsible for death, people in neglect in their own lives are. We as a black society all share the same image, consequences especially, no matter if it's in celebrity life or our own. This does not change the fact that help needs to be administered in all situations like this. So with me today, I have a special guest, Mr. Theron, if you would, introduce yourself.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Theron. I'm the host of the Talk About with Theron podcast, where we talk about, you know, things that affect the black community, and I'm glad to be on the show today. Looking to have a great, awesome conversation about another topic that affects the black community.
Yeah, we're going to get into it today. And if you haven't checked out his podcast, you definitely need to. Brother's doing some good work and he's got some really interesting topics. And, you know, we need to support more black media within our own society. That is one of the main ways we will be able to take back our image, because, as always, our media image is not our own. The things that you see online or listen to on radio are pre-planned and usually pre-produced. So to hear more of a grassroots mindset, that's what we need to focus on. And this is one of the best ways to do it. So support both shows, if you will.
Right, right.
So the slap heard around the world and the crumbling of the black image. You know, you often hear a lot of people saying that Will Smith was protecting his family. Was he in the right to, quote unquote, protect his family and protect himself? Right off the bat, I say no, because Will Smith was going there to an award ceremony to win the most prestigious award that he will ever achieve in his life whenever it comes to his career. So the fact that Jada was there and she was dissatisfied or displeased, just her overall mood changed when Chris Rock made that G.I. Jane joke. I mean, it is what it is. Chris Rock was working. So the fact that Will decided to, quote unquote, protect his family and slap Chris Rock on a global stage at a prestigious event, you know, that to me, when you break it down to brass tacks and put it on the base level, you know, get straight to the brass, Will Smith attacked a man on the job, number one. And number two, it's comedy. I don't know what it is lately about people in comedy and being offended by it, but comedians are some of the most realest people that will ever speak the truth. And the fact that you're going to a event that's usually hosted by comedians in the first place, you can expect that to happen. Comedians will reach out and they'll talk about people in the audience just to try and keep everybody engaged. So one small G.I. Jane joke, I don't see what the issue is. But that's so, me.
Okay, so let me unpack some of that, because I'm not a person that to say I'm on one side or the other side. I really got a lot to say about it. Well, let me say this. I can see both scenarios. I'm going to speak on both sides, right? You got from the beginning, Will, you're right. Will should not have done that on stage live in front of everybody. I agree with that. Does he have a right to protect his family? Yes. Now, I've heard Mike Epps and not Mike Epps, but Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley said something that I can relate to and I can understand, because he should have did it man to man. What he should have did was if he had a problem with what Chris said, he should have stood up and went backstage and talked to Chris backstage and said, "Hey, man, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, you know, but my wife has been dealing with this alopecia thing for a long time. I hear her cry every night or every day or what, you know, because, you know, Will and Jada might have stuff going on that we don't know about, right?" Mm-hmm. In their household. And if you're married, you understand your wife and you know what really hurts your wife deep down. So he knew, because it wasn't just a little G.I. Jane 2 joke. It was actually taking pick at her hair, at her bald head. And Jada has made it known, you know, how it's affecting her and publicly. So Will didn't know if Chris didn't knew about that or not. So like Rick Smiley said, he should have went backstage, had a conversation with him and said, "Hey, you know, my wife been dealing with this and that really hurts her for you to hear that." You know, man to man, them two one-on-one. And then Chris would have said either one or two things. "Oh man, I apologize. I did not know that. I'm going to tell him I'm sorry when I go back on stage," or whatever. Or Chris could have said, "Man, fuck that. I said what I said. You deal with it." And then if Will want to slap the shit out of him, then he do that back to stage, not in front of everybody. That's man to man. Ricky Smiley said that. And that's not my quote. That's Ricky Smiley. And I kind of agree with that. That was a pretty good breakdown. But I also say this, like you said, Chris was doing the job, and comedians have been doing this for people over time, years and years and years. This is nothing new, with especially if you listen to black comedians. It's kind of a roasting. We grew up being roasted as kids, and that's kind of how, you know, they do.
Right.
This society that we live in now is overly, overly, overly sensitive about everything, to where a comedian can't go on stage and tell a joke without somebody being offended. Right.
Right. It rice paper thin skin, in my opinion, because that's right. That's what a lot of people that's how they approach a lot of topics now. And you can't really you have to be careful with how you gender somebody, because you don't want to misgender somebody, because right. You don't want to offend anybody. So you have to maintain neutral identification when you're talking specifically with somebody. So it's like,
but you can't hold comedians to that society standard. That's the thing about it, because you're going to a show, you're going to where, you know, people are going to say stuff to make you laugh. And if you're the butt of the joke in that comedy session, you just gonna have to be sit there and be the butt of the butt of the joke, because that's what you came there for as comedy. Okay.
Right.
Now in this case right here with Will and Chris, this is not nothing new. This is new for people who didn't know. But if you even go back in 2016 when Chris hosted, I think it was the Oscars then, when Will and Jada set out in protest because not any black people were being nominated. Remember who led that? Will and Jada led that because they didn't have any black people nominated in that Oscars at all. And they said, we're not going. When Chris Rock hosted that show, he took jabs at Will and Jada then. Now, he did come back. Now, if you listen to the whole thing that he did come back and kind of say his view on how he came in and still hosted that show in order to help black people. But he did make it seems like Jada and Will was, at least Jada was irrelevant, and her sitting out of that show was irrelevant anyway. So that was kind of a swipe at somebody who's really trying to do something to help the black community back at that time. And I kind of got a, like, I ain't got a bad feeling about it, but he did say it. And so this is more like the second time he going on the Oscars, taking jabs at Jada. And I guess, you know, Will got emotional or whatever you say he did. And he went up and did what he did, which I still think is not right mm-hmm. for him to go and do that on a public stage like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, because if you look at the consequences now, and
right,
you know, Will Smith has now removed himself from the Academy,
right?
For and ultimately, I mean, I can understand the standpoint of Will and Jada boycotting the Oscars in 2016, but to me, it would have had more impact if it was two actors on the, you know, actor and actress both on the same level, because Will was continuing to make movies and continue to stay active in the movie society, if you will, Hollywood society. He maintained his relevance, where Jada, I mean, she kind of fell off, you know, she wasn't making movies like she used to. So when she fell off, it was like the only person who really had any relevance, in my opinion, for the Oscars was Will. So it had more weight for Will to say, I'm going to boycott the Oscars than Jada, which is in one reason why Chris Rock was probably riding her horse for the main part of 2016. Because Will Smith not showing up, more impact. Somebody who hasn't been relevant in a long time, who's basically a B-list celebrity, saying, I'm not going, it doesn't hold the same weight. It's like somebody who's going to the, like, let's say, for example, the Atlanta Braves went to the championship, right, and they won. But if one player was trying to protest that because they felt wrong and it was mainly a player that sat on the bench, okay, don't go to the playoffs. We're still going to go without you. The show will go on. So
it goes on.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I say that to be a placeholder for 2016 compared to now, because now Will Smith has sacrificed his career for somebody who already wasn't as relevant as they used to be. And somebody who, in my opinion, clearly has ruined that man's life. I highly recommend he leaves that woman, because is not doing anything good for him. I watched the man, like, he broke, like, his heart was broken after done with this mess on Red Table Talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I mean, just seeing the stuff that did come out about the Smith family, open relationship or not, there's still rules to having that type of relationship. I would imagine. It's not my type of thing, but nonetheless, I mean, you can't get mad if you know who's sleeping with who. Like, okay, cool, have a good time. Tell him I said, hey, but it doesn't make any sense to me that if you have an open relationship, now you're quote unquote cheating because you're ending up with people who weren't part of the deal. So right. You have an open relationship, but nonetheless, that will go into a little bit later on. But the fact that Will Smith's career and his brand and everything that he has built and achieved has now gone to pot. I mean, I still remember that speech that, you know, that major touching moment on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Will was, he met up with his father and he spent some time with him. He was all happy. Then all of a sudden his father left.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was letting out his anger in front of Uncle Phil. And then, you know, it's still that moment
that moment on that show, I went back and I read an article. I don't know if it was back when they were doing a reunion, but that part at the end of the show was not scripted.
Yeah, it wasn't.
That was Will letting out his real feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody ever watched that or go back and watch it on YouTube, Will emotional about his dad, you can go back and take a look at that, because that was came out that was his real feelings.
Right.
On episode.
And I'm not sure about his family history. I don't know if his father was in his life or not, but you know, if he's very emotional about the fact that, at least in the acting world, that his, you know, quote unquote acting father left him, then I'm just going to assume that, you know, his actual home life was the same way. So for the fact that we're getting a glimpse into his actual life, and he ultimately said, "Why don't nobody want me?"
Right.
You know, you could tell that he already has abandonment issues and he feels like he's not being accepted. So that also ties into their relationship, because when you look at where he's at now, the man has tarnished his career. He's no longer part of the Academy. He resigned from the Academy. All for somebody who they were not on the same page. You know, she didn't maintain her relevance like he did. He went after his purpose. He continued to make himself relevant. He continued to bring in money for the family. And all of that thrown away because of one public outburst on a major stage. Instead of, like you said, handling it like a man, pulling this person aside and saying, you know what, we need to have a conversation. You know,
right.
My wife. And the other thing about Jada's issue with alopecia is the fact that 5 days ago, she had just got done saying that I'm going to love this beautiful bald head, to hell with whatever everybody else thinks.
Right.
So you're already portraying that image of being the strong, independent woman. And then when you're attacked after claiming that you're going to continue to live, as most people like to say, you're going to continue to live in your truth, you know, it doesn't change the reality that people are going to make fun of you. You are in the public image. And when you are, when you're in the headlines, especially for something negative, like having a quote unquote entanglement with a mentally, not necessarily mentally challenged, but August Alsina, the man she was having an entanglement with, he was having some mental issues. He was a druggie and he was having some issues that he was trying to, I guess, fix. So you're having a quote unquote, a full blown relationship, not like just having sex with this person, but you're having a full blown relationship while you're in a relationship with somebody of value. You know, that came out on the public stage.
Yeah, and this is what I've been dealing with, not dealing with, but just telling people that, like, because every time someone comment on the slap or what happened at the Oscar, they always bring in the entanglement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And social media has been plagued with the comments. She don't deserve to be protected. She don't deserve this because of the entanglement. And I'm like, well, let's take these two items and look at those separately. You know, they had the issue with their marriage, with the cheating and all of that. But, okay, they get through that. All right. They together still. Right. That doesn't make her any less deserving to be protected. You know, I mean, every marriage ain't perfect. I'm going to say that, you know, because I'm married and I know every marriage ain't perfect. People can put on a facade or whatever they want when they go out in public. Mm-hmm. But at home, nobody knows what's going on at home. So to say that she don't deserve to be protected because of what happened to them in the past, I think is the wrong analogy for especially Black people to be saying. And I mean, if two people decide to work on their marriage, let them work on their marriage. What happened to them in the past is not our business. That's how I see it. So if he felt like the guy was disrespecting his wife, then he has every right to protect her. But there's a ways you do that versus going up to hitting somebody in front of or slapping somebody in front of everybody. You don't have to show that, oh, I'm the alpha man, I got to go up there and slap you. But you can't put a guy aside and say, hey, man, that's my wife. Yeah. And if you're married, you should understand she's dealing with something. And that was, you know, I think was disrespectful of what you've done. And give that guy opportunity to fix whatever wrong he've done. But for us Black people to say that she don't deserve to be protected because of what she did with August, I mean, that's in the past. And if Will have accepted what happened and they move on, then let them move on. You know, let's talk about what's going on in the current, what's going on right now. And what's going on right now is, you know, you have to get to the root of it. What yeah. really caused Will to go up on that stage?
Right. And in all honesty, I agree with the fact that, yes, you should be protecting your wife. But that doesn't necessarily mean that every single situation requires you to tap into that, quote unquote, alpha male energy. And if anything,
right.
There's a lot of speculation that Will Smith feels like he isn't the, quote unquote, alpha. So he felt like he had to make an example on the global stage, number one.
Right.
Number two, we don't know if they are actually seeking help in the relationship because they've been having relationship issues for a long time now. It was to the point where Will was like, I need to go and find myself. I need to go and find my happiness, which that was years before we even got to this point. And it's just sad to me to see that a man who's saying he has to go and find his happiness and he can't find it in that relationship. I mean, in all honesty, he should have left her a long time ago, because if I'm going to protect, if my woman is going to be protected by me, she also has to realize that we are both representations of each other. So if she's doing something to disrespect me or dishonor me, then in the future, I can only expect to have to go back and deal with her mistakes as long as I'm staying there, because Chris Rock made the joke and Will laughed at it. And when Jada reacted, that's when the switch flipped on and he's like, I have to protect her image. But when somebody doesn't care about their image in the first place and you're all about the brand and how you're portrayed, you know, what you're trying to bring to the world, why are you even with somebody like that when you know that they are a detriment to what you're trying to portray?
Oh, okay. And that's another statement I heard people a lot of say. Will laughed at first. Two things I want to take from that. Okay. People laugh sometimes when they're, even if they don't think it was funny, it was like, okay, I'm just going to laugh this off. And that could have been what happened. I don't know. Another thing is that maybe he didn't get it in the beginning. Maybe he didn't understand the joke. Now, I know I'm throwing maybes out there, but I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. Maybe he didn't understand the joke, and then it came to him a few minutes later, like, oh, hold on, wait, what? That's what he meant by that? You know, I don't know. But in the initial, when it happened, you're right. He did laugh, and it was captured. She laughed. And then when he understood what it, when he clicked, when the light bulb came on, that's when he turned and went up and went on stage. Again, it was not right for him to do that. It was not right to go on stage. But when it comes to women and protecting our women, I mean, how many relationships has people, you know, got me throw it off now. You were saying something. I said, how many people have we, you do edit these, right?
Sound like I've had to go back and do it now. So.
A little bit. But, I mean, I just think that Jada, you know, Will and Jada's dealing with stuff. Oh, I know what I was going to say. It came to me now. Like, okay, Will and Jada relationship has always been out in public. You know, it's always been, you know, open relationship, but it's also they didn't really hide anything, right? It's stuff going on with them and their kids. It was always open out in the public. A lot of relationships aren't. And you don't see them going through stuff like you've seen Will and Jada go through stuff, because this stuff has always been open in public. Everybody see. A lot of time in the time you've seen like, oh, such and such getting a divorce, or these two getting a divorce, or these two celebrities getting a divorce, or these two people you may know getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, what? They getting a divorce? I thought everything was going so well. But you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Well, I do remember the one thing that sticks out as far as, and it might be a minor thing, but the one thing that sticks out as far as their relationship was the fact that Will Smith went all out for her birthday one time, and then she said, this is the biggest display of your narcissism, which the average narcissistic person is going to call the person they're trying to control narcissistic, and literally just reflect onto them what their personal issues are, instead of owning up to the fact that they are displaying narcissistic tendencies. Will Smith, and granted, I don't even know the man. The only reason I'm even talking about him is because of how this is going to affect the image of us as black men. But
yeah,
nonetheless, Will Smith don't seem like the type of dude to just be like, oh, we're going to have a party because I want to have a party. It's your birthday, but we're going to make it about me. I mean, that doesn't seem like what he would try and do. And the other fact that Jada is already trying to belittle him and emasculate him that way, not just through the small statement about the party, but, you know, statements about Tupac and saying that she still loves Tupac, to the point where Willow Smith as a child was writing a letter to Tupac saying that she wanted him to come back and make her mommy happy. I mean, there is dysfunctionality written all over that relationship. And that's why I'm hard leaning towards him needing to leave that woman.
And maybe that's probably what needs to happen. You know, like I said, every relationship is different, and I can't diagnose what they need. They need to go to counseling. They need to get from around the red table and go to counseling.
I agree. And at this point, honestly, it may be too late, because who knows? Will Smith at the height of his career may end up going down to a level of Mel Gibson.
You know what I feel like we're watching? A replay of Bobby and Whitney.
Damn.
That's what it looked like. Not with the drugs and stuff, but just how that went.
Yeah, I agree. But it goes back to what I was saying as far as, is this a form of proxy violence? Yes. Because Will Smith, the Smith family has been the brunt of so many jokes, to the point where, you know, Will got to be in that positive frame all the time and portraying a positive avatar of peace, if you will. Everybody has their breaking points. And again, I'm not saying what he did was right, but the fact that you can clearly see they are not handling their issues like they should. If you have marital issues, you need to go to couples counseling. If you're having personal issues, you need to set up counseling. Hell, I've even gone through counseling before, marital, and currently trying to work on personal counseling. I am not too big to admit that. And if anything, we in our black society need to realize that, yes, we need to talk to a counselor whenever we have issues. We don't need to get addicted to the counseling, because now you're switching out one problem for another one. But you at least, it's like a boxer having their corner, you know, their second. The boxer's not going to stay in there for 30 minutes trying to figure out a strategy on how to win this fight. If anything, the second is in there for a couple of, not even a minute if that, but nonetheless, they're there to readjust and refocus the person and say, okay, this is how you need to attack this. Go forward and do it.
Right.
That's what counseling should be like. But the fact that there are not solutions being provided to these problems and the problems are continuing to grow, now you see that it's having a violent effect and it's putting lifestyles at risk. Because in all honesty, Jada could probably go and do whatever she wants to at this point and still be okay. Will Smith, he may be blacklisted. You've already got right. other celebrities and comedians at that telling people to cancel Will Smith. This is the same proxy violence that happens in our black society on a more minuscule scale, but nonetheless, it still happens. And it mainly happens because you've got a lot of black men trying to, quote unquote, protect their woman. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you sacrifice your life to protect somebody else, I at least hope it's worth it, because there's a difference in somebody calling your woman out of their name and somebody literally trying to fight you over your woman. Like, they started the fight, or they're trying to hold both y'all at gunpoint or whatever. You know, there's a huge difference in that. Words, they hurt, but you can recover from them. Going to prison or being dead, you can't recover from that. And that's the type of energy we have got to realize that we need help overcoming.
Well, let me dig down into this rabbit hole, because this, you said some stuff that I want to ask you about, because I'm sure you got female, black female listeners listening to your show. And I was surprised on a number of black women who supported Will Smith, and especially on social media. And they're all coming back saying, well, most of them was coming back saying, you know, they support Will Smith because black women don't feel protected by black men.
They've been saying that for a long time now. And right. if anything, that's farther from the truth.
And that's what I'm going to ask. Why do you think when black women feel that way? And that is part one of a 5-part series of the Black Powder Podcast collaborating with Talk About with Theron. Now, to check out the Black Powder Podcast, you can look at my show notes. There's a link to the RSS feed to listen to his show. And I suggest you guys do take a look at it and listen to it, because he have a lot of information when it comes to gun ownership on his podcast. And if you're a black person who wants to own a gun or want to know more about guns, I suggest that you go over and check him out. Again, thank you all for listening. Thanks for being a part of my great success with this show. And I love you all. And I'll talk to you guys on the next episode.